HarperCollins presents Beyond, the astonishing story of the first human to leave our planet and journey into space, by Stephen Walker, read by David Rintoul. For my daughter Kitty, the joy and light of my life. Author's note: the race between the superpowers to put the first human in space was filled with drama, complete with nail-biting twists and turns and larger-than-life personalities on both sides of the Iron Curtain, so much so that the story that follows might sometimes appear to read like fiction. But it is not fiction. It is a work of history. In writing it, I have tried, as far as possible, to sift and verify evidence from a multitude of written, visual, and oral sources cited in the endnotes, in order to present the most accurate account I can. Even every line of dialogue has its source. Inevitably, there will be errors for which I take full responsibility, but I hope that readers who tread the same path as I have will also find, as so often is the case, that sometimes nothing is more fantastic than reality, and certainly not this tale of humanity's first leap beyond the Earth. I have largely avoided giving both US and metric measures at the same time, on the grounds that it can interrupt the flow of narrative. My guiding principle, I'm afraid not always consistently followed, is to use US measures when the action is located there, and metric when in the USSR. To give the distance between, say, New York City and Cape Canaveral in kilometres strikes the same slightly discordant note for me as giving the distance between Moscow and Gzhatsk in miles. On occasion I use the word Russian when in fact I mean Soviet, a common practice in the West at the time. I have done so to help evoke a particular sentiment or mood. I have also largely avoided the use of the Russian patronymic, except rarely for added emphasis. For example, Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin. Given that a substantial part of this story takes place in Russia, I felt it was more practical for English-language readers if used sparingly. Prologue. 15 minutes before launch. 08:52, April the 12th, 1961. Mankind will not stay on Earth forever, but in its quest for light and space, it will first humbly penetrate beyond the atmosphere and then conquer the whole solar system. Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, Russian scientist and visionary, 1911. Control of space means control of the world. Senator Lyndon B. Johnson, 1958. April the 12th, 1961. Scientific and Testing Range Number 5, NIIP-5, Tyuradam Cosmodrome, Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. Dawn comes quickly in the Kazakh steppe, but from one horizon to the other, there is almost nobody to witness it. A combination of burning summers and long freezing winters has made this one of the most sparsely populated regions on the planet, a land of emptiness and silence. The wild horses, camels, poisonous spiders, and ferocious scorpions have the place to themselves. Or almost to themselves. Bisecting this half-desert of wormwood and tumbleweed is the railway line from Moscow to Tashkent, a distance of nearly 3,000 kilometres. 2 days out from the Soviet capital, the train stops briefly at a place called Tyuradam. Legend has it that this was where the body of one of Genghis Khan's descendants was discovered in the 17th century, floating in the mud-brown Syrdarya River after dying in battle. Before 1955, the only people living here were the station master and his family, and the few Kazakh nomads who moved with the seasons across the steppe, for whom this was a sacred spot. But by 1961, just 6 years later, everything has changed. An area approximately four times the size of Greater London has been requisitioned by the Soviet Ministry of Defence for the USSR's most audacious, most expensive, and most secret project. A new settlement called Leninsky has sprung up where there was nothing before, home to engineers, soldiers, and construction workers and their families.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?